Look, look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome to episode 2 of season 3 of Samwell Sift Post-Apocalypse Detective. I'm Adrian Parrish, the sound designer for the series. This is a show in a universe that was written for mature audiences. It has profanity, violence, drug use, snide remarks, and outdated perspectives on how to see the world. Listener discretion is forewarned. Maybe don't play this for the kids. Now let's get on with the show.
I was having a late night sip of shine, wondering who had killed my fellow detective Bert Stinson, who had killed problem child Morgan Carver. How did Nadia Knight fit in all of this when think of the she-devil?
Hello, Detective Sift? Samwell, hello! Please, open up! I know it's late, but I'm scared and all alone, please!
Yeah, hold your wild horses. I was just thinking of you.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Oh, don't jest with me, Samwell. I am so scared. Please let me in. I need your protection.
I bet you do. Grab a cushion. I was just pouring myself something to cut the bullshit.
Oh, I mustn't drink. I have to keep my wits.
That is the last thing you would lose.
Don't be mean.
I mean, honest.
Fine. Pour me a drink. I have a confession, Detective Sift.
Oh? Do tell.
The story I told you about my sister was a lie. Can you forgive me?
Oh, there's nothing to forgive. I didn't believe your story from the start.
No? Why not?
Because you paid me way too much for finding someone who would be easy to find.
I was desperate.
You also paid me enough to not look too closely into the gift horse's mouth.
I did lie to you, but I didn't think anyone would get killed.
Word travels fast.
Sorry about your friend.
It's a dangerous profession in dangerous times. He knew the score.
Was he a good man?
There are no good men in these post-apocalyptic times. Now, my turn on the questions. Do you even have a sister?
I have several, but none of them are here. The story I told you was completely made up.
Is there even another woman involved?
Perhaps, I don't know.
What's your connection to Carver?
We were business partners.
Were?
He was about to betray me. I needed someone to follow him, someone he didn't know.
So I was your hired hound dog?
Yes, but only before we met. You were capable of so much more.
Tell me how you know Carver.
Like I said, business partners.
Just business?
Mostly business. A little pleasure. But he was unsubtle.
What sort of business?
The this and that business.
Oh, very nice. I'm in that racket myself. The two of you got any specialties?
We were paid to move valuable things long distances, quietly, discreetly.
What was his role?
He was the brawn.
You the beauty or the brains?
Both.
So why did things go sour?
We were paid to bring something here. He was thinking of stealing it and leaving me to take the blame.
How did you know?
A woman can tell.
No doubt.
He was too dumb to think of this himself. Somebody had to be coaching him. Somebody had a plan.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh, you got a faint idea. But enough about that course of fiction. Let's move on to a new item. What were you carrying?
I don't know.
Fooey.
I don't know. It was in a locked metal box, rigged to tell if the box had been opened.
You are willing to deliver something without even knowing what it is?
It is an extra feature we offered.
Did Carver know what was in there?
Somebody knows what's in there.
Well, you got somebody, but you aren't that somebody.
No, and thank you.
Nah. Who killed him? Your enemies or his?
I don't know.
Ah, this is hopeless. Find a new sucker. Let me show you out.
Please, Detective Sift, Samwell.
Only my friends and enemies call me that, Miss Knight.
Can't I be one?
Well, you already are. I'm just trying to figure out which.
I hope friends.
You are standing awfully close.
What do you want me to give you?
Information. And not your normal hooey.
Do you want to kiss me?
Sure, who wouldn't? But I'm not talking about that. I prefer a more traditional payment.
I am already giving you 2 packs a day.
Yeah, and I'm going to need an additional down payment.
I only have 1 carton on me.
Give me half.
But what am I going to live on? What if I need to flee?
Take it or leave it.
Wait. Here.
Is that a semi-auto 38 in your purse?
What? Don't you keep a gun with your valuables?
Mm. It might be 24 hours before you hear from me. Kick back, relax. Room service does a nice chicken soup. By the time I got back from taking Knight to her room, it was pretty late. But despite the late hour, Babbitt was waiting for me, and that was a nice change in pace. Why the late night visit?
You need anything?
I think I'm pretty good. But thanks for looking out.
I got one of my bellboys keeping an eye on Knight's door.
Thanks. Have them watch close. She is a slippery oyster.
Don't be crude. It belittles you. Should the hotel continue to offer her our hospitality?
For now, I'm glad she's staying here, smaller awake.
You still working?
Checking the charge on the walkies.
Going out of the free zone?
Magic 8-Ball says all signs point to yes.
I'll stay for a bit, in case you need anything.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
I'm your boss, you know, not your partner. I think I'll be leaving after all. Night shift.
No chance of playing just one more.
Not tonight. Crowd's all wrong.
Back so soon?
You've got a visitor.
This late?
His card.
He has a card?
Letter stock and everything. He goes by Ace Gator.
What kind of name is Ace Gator?
Apparently the late night visit kind of name.
Well, by all means, show the distinguished gentleman in.
Not sure I would call him that.
Distinguished?
A gentleman. Mr. Gator, come right in.
Take a load off, Mr. Gator.
Call me Ace.
You don't like Gator?
Only for my boots.
Nice galoshes. They match the decor. Does not mean I like them on my desk.
Oh, mighty sorry about that. I understand you lost a buddy recently. Sorry about that, too.
We all have lost buddies.
Yeah, but maybe not so recently. Things ain't like they used to be, right?
Depends on who you ask.
I also understand you were looking for a Morgan Carver when he got killed.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to pry. Doesn't matter to me anyhow.
Nihilist, huh?
Is that another Gator joke? I am looking for an item, Mr. Sift, and I am willing to pay a considerable fee for the person who can bring it to me.
How considerable?
7 cartons of Salem Witches.
Cartons?
Cartons, not packs.
Glad I didn't quit smoking. What's the item?
A top hat.
Nothing tops that.
It's a 7-inch tall one, made of silk.
Except that.
May I have a drink?
Sure. Let me just pull something out from my bottom shelf here.
Hands up.
A snub nose? You are feisty. You still want that drink?
Do you have what I'm looking for?
A 7-inch tall silk top hat? No, I'm all fresh out.
And I assume you don't mind me searching your office?
You got the snub nose.
That I do. Hands up. Would you please come to the center of the room? Now, if you would slowly turn around. Thank you. I'm just going to make sure you ain't packing.
For a reptile, Ace Gator was an easy knockout. While he slept, I checked his wallet and pockets.
Oof. Mr. Sift, sir, you knocked me out colder than a mountaintop Christmas.
'Tis the season.
But you said you didn't have the hat.
That I did, and I don't.
Then why risk your life knocking me out?
I prefer paychecks over stick-ups.
Mr. Sift, I can assure you, my offer was genuine.
Then why the snub nose?
Oh, don't be judgmental. If I could save my employer some cartons of Salem Witches, shouldn't I?
Employee of the month.
Did you? Where's my wallet?
Right here, with all your stuff, including this map.
Shit, man. You don't need to go through all my particulars. The map is for you. It's where my employer wants you to bring the hat.
Like I said, I don't have it.
Hombre. Meet my boss, man. He is inquirious into whatever factoids you got to share.
Who is this boss man?
He prefers Fat Lobby.
Fat Lobby? What is that? Some sort of post-apocalyptic Appalachian Trail name? What is his pre-fall name?
My goodness! I should let him introduce himself. He is very quite particular about his privacy.
Where does he want to meet?
Again, the map.
When?
Anytime convenient, he will be there.
Outside of the free zone?
Like I said, he is quite particular about his privacy. He doesn't like how the authorities records the comings and goings of everyone in this fine community.
Why should I trust you? You got a habit of saying one thing and doing another.
How about 2 packs of Salem witches as retainer?
For being illegal, a lot of that going around.
May I please have my gun back?
Sure.
Why, thank you. And now, Mr. Sif, hands up.
This again? All right, go ahead and look. I'll be over here enjoying one of my retainers. While Ace did his version of a thorough sweep of the office, I finally had the chance for a quiet sip of shine. I had a lot to ponder. Why had Burke Stinson been in the Outback? Who had killed him? And who killed Morgan Carver? Nadia Knight, what was her angle? It was time to meet Fat Lobby.
Thanks for listening to Season 3 of Samwell Sift Post-Apocalypse Detective. Our voice actors for Episode 2 are Abigail Elfman as Barbara Babbitt, Nick Shaner as Ace Gator, Rashida Moore as Nadia Knight, and Kevin Patterson as Samwell Sift. Our composer is Scott McLaughlin. Intros and outro beats by Space Baby. Recorded by Justin Evans and Adrian Parrish. Sound design by Adrian Parrish and Lost Frequency Audio. Kevin Patterson is the writer and showrunner. This is a Stationary Hobo production. Please like, share, and tell a friend. It helps so much.